Now for our story.
The day after Lily Devon talked to Lance Fenner at the Golden Peacock, encouraged him to hope that his estranged wife, Lisa, might forgive him, Lance had gone to see his wife. He'd been full of eagerness and hope when he knocked on the door of the apartment Lisa shared with Lily. But Lisa's attitude that afternoon had puzzled Lance, for she seemed to be withholding herself from him. She was cold one minute, and then in the next, he'd begin to hope that Lisa did still love him. It wasn't like her to be unrelenting, unwilling to forgive. And yet she kept saying he shouldn't have come, that it was no use. Finally, Lance had made a plea which came straight from his heart.
Think of it, darling. We can be happier than we ever were before, even in the very beginning. We've both grown up, learned so much. And once we're together again, we can work up some new dance routines, get set in a good spot, make a lot of money. It won't be the way it was before, I promise you. Me running around, spending a lot of dough on drinking, and we could get a little place later. Begin to settle down, maybe have a baby.
Lance, please.
Lisa.
There's no use in your going on.
No use?
No.
Lisa, I know you have a right to be tough with me, but if you'll only give me another chance. Lisa, please, won't you give me another break, baby?
No, Lance.
But why?
I don't love you, Lance, that's why.
Oh, Lisa.
It's true, I don't love you. So will you go away now, please?
No, because I don't believe you.
Why must you be so stubborn? Why don't you believe me?
Your voice, the way you look at me, even some of the things you said this afternoon, they don't add up.
That's just because you're trying to convince yourself.
A woman doesn't build a man up, try to give him confidence the way you did today, unless she cares for him.
That doesn't follow, necessarily. After all, we were married once. We worked together. If I said you're a good dancer, it's true. I had to be honest.
All right. You've sold me the idea. I guess I was just kidding myself. Along with what Lily Devon told me.
I don't care what she told you. Whatever it was, she's wrong.
Okay, you win, Lisa. I guess I had this coming to me, but I never thought it would be like this. Even if you don't love me the way you did, I did hope you'd give me some kind of a break. Let me try to make a comeback. But if this is the way you want it...
It is, Lance.
Well, guess I might as well check out. Sorry I took up so much of your time.
Oh, Lance.
Yes, Lisa?
No. Nothing. Nothing. You better go.
Hi there.
Hello.
You going out to get cigarettes or something? Because if you are, you can just turn right around, because I've got everything. Practically bought out the delicatessen. I got a bottle of champagne, too. It's domestic, but it bubbles just like Mum's 21. Celebration isn't a celebration without champagne, I always say.
What are you going to celebrate?
You and Lisa, of course. Hey, what goes on anyway?
That's what I was about to ask you.
There's something awfully screwy about this. You mean to say you and Lisa didn't make up?
You're beginning to get the idea.
Oh, but that... Well, that's crazy.
Yeah, somebody's crazy, all right. I don't suppose it could be you.
Me?
Weren't you the helpful little wench who gave me the big build-up? Told me Lisa was still in love with me?
Yeah, I told you that. She is.
Oh, brother.
Listen, are you telling me she gave you the brush off?
Did she? But good.
She... Oh, no. No, I don't believe it. You must be nuts.
Look, I know when I'm getting the freeze from my own wife. There's no doubt about that. The only thing I'm not sure about is where you come in.
Listen, Fenner, don't get tough with me. You're not talking to helpless little
What's
Lisa.
What's the idea of giving me a bum steer? Getting me all hopped up so I come around to Lisa and make a big fool of myself? Never mind. Skip it. If you want to know what happened, go up and ask Lisa. I'm leaving.
Well, for the love of Mike. Lisa! Oh, that's funny. Oh, here you are.
Yes, Lily.
Well, why didn't you answer when I called? I couldn't figure out where you were.
I knew you'd find me.
Hey, what goes on around here? I saw Lance on my way up.
Well, if you saw him, then he must have told you.
Well, he wasn't in a very chatty mood. How long has he been here?
I don't know. About half an hour.
Oh, what did he say? Did he tell you he was sorry about things?
Yes, he's sorry. Wants to come back.
Well, okay then. What more do you want?
But I can't take him back.
Look, the guy loves you. And you love him.
You don't understand.
No, I don't. You say you're no good without him, and then when he comes back and wants to make up, you send him away. It doesn't make sense. What do you want the guy to do?
Lily, why don't you let me alone? Go away.
Sure, Lisa. I will if that's the way you feel about it. I think I've got a right to know what cooks around here. Aunt practically takes my head off when I come up here, and you finish the job.
Then perhaps this will teach you a lesson.
A lesson? Hey, look, Lisa, I realize you're upset and everything, but you don't have to get so darn nasty.
I'm sorry, Lily. I just wish you hadn't tried to get so helpful, that's all.
Yeah. I'm beginning to wish so, too. I certainly put my foot in it, didn't I? Lisa, look at me. Why did you lie to him?
What makes you think I lied to Lance? You don't know what I told him.
I know this much, that he told me I'd guessed wrong.
You did. If you think that...
No, Lisa, I didn't guess wrong. Not about how you feel. You must think I'm an awful dumb bunny after being around with you as much as I have if I couldn't dope out that you're crazy about that guy.
Apparently you made a mistake. After all, I never told you so.
Well, maybe not in so many words.
All right, then. I can't help it if you want to jump to conclusions.
You know, I'm beginning to see that I did make a mistake. A great big one. However, not the one you think. The mistake I made was thinking you had more to you than most of these, babe. I've been in this business a long time. I've seen plenty of gals floating around on the loose after their marriages split up. Some of them were all broken up about it for at least 2 weeks. Then they'd start running around again, and pretty soon there'd be another marriage. And pretty soon after that, there'd be another divorce. I thought you were different.
And now you don't think so?
No, I don't. You're just like all the rest of them. You'll probably go along like this all your life, and in the end, you'll wind up with nothing. Make a go of it with a guy who's nuts about you, or you just tossed it over. Maybe you think guys like Lance grow on trees or something. But all you have to do is just pick one off when the mood hits you. Well, you're wrong, sister. Oh, but it's your funeral. I'm just sore because I was such a bad judge of human nature. To think that I had you pegged as a one-man woman. The kind that winds up with a place of her own, a couple of kids.
Oh, stop it, Lily. Why couldn't you let well enough alone? Why did you tell Lance to come here in the first place?
I just told you, because I'm a cluck, I guess. I still believe in Santa Claus.
I know you meant well, but you just don't understand.
Well, don't worry, Lisa. I'm beginning to see the light. Believe me, I'm learning. Fast.
Lily had been certain that the solution to Lisa's problem could be found in a meeting between Lance and Lisa with an eventual reconciliation. Although she had not completely discounted the fact that Lisa seemed to be holding back, seemed to feel that a reconciliation might be impossible. Lily sensed that something else might be the trouble and had even asked Del Shipley to try to find out what it was. Now, Lily, you feel that you have made a mess of things in your eagerness to help. Yes, it does appear that you were wrong, because Lisa says that she has no wish to accept help from anyone, that she wants only to be let alone. But perhaps Del will talk to Lisa. If she does, will she discover the secret that Lisa has relinquished the baby who is her son, hers and Lance Fenner's?